Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
And people are really stressed out these days. They don't want to go into heavy books when they come back home and find out what's really going on. They switch on that television set, which truly is the most amazing drug. It is a drug, and it's the best tool for indoctrination that's ever been developed. It keeps people passive, and it keeps them in a hypnotic state. Now, children, it's well understood in psychology, are in a natural hypnotic state. They drift in and out of it every few minutes, in fact, from a dream world to what they're doing is they play. But they've managed to update this and bring adults into it too. In fact, they've grown up, never coming out of the hypnotic state. We'll see if Andrew from British Columbia is there. Are you there, Andrew?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, hi. I was looking at a copy of America Under Attack, a Newsweek extra edition that came out after 9/11.
Uh-huh.
And there's an embed of a skull giving us the finger.
Yep.
Oh, you know that?
I had heard that already, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, they do have their symbols all over the place in plain view, usually.
Okay.
And the public never really catch on. They love their little... Disney is the same. I don't know if you looked at Disney cartoons, and they'll have phallic symbols and penises in their background and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch up on YouTube on that.
Right.
But they do love to put it in plain view, and the public never seem to catch on, you know.
Yeah. It's almost like they're inviting us to catch on.
It's taunting us. It's taunting us at the same time. And again, it's also saying, well, what are you going to do about it, you know?
Yeah. And maybe even hopefully asking us what we want to do about it?
You'd like to think so. I know a lot of the guys in the media who belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, they're allowed certain dissenting opinions on the main agenda, minor opinions, and sometimes they'll put their little bit in there. Even the cartoonists will do it. I don't think people even realize even cartoonists can belong to these societies as well. Anything that gives you public opinion generally is controlled in our culture.
Yeah. Another thing about this this Newsweek image about not after 9/11, it's if you look at it, it's the extra edition America Under Attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a photo.
Yeah.
It's an artistic thing.
An artistic rendition, yeah.
Exactly. And if you look at it, it's a serpent attacking an unwitting sheep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right. And of course, in the occult side of it, they are the serpent and we are the sheep.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And the attack is happening at the corner of the building.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I know. Anyone who's watched all those videos are coming down. They've seen controlled demolitions.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it. This was planned.